بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Hazrat Khadija's value has not been properly appreciated. This is the part of the speech delivered on May 9, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with officials of the Hazrat Khadija Commemoration Congress. It is said about Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, God's greetings be upon him, that he gave up his entire possessions or half of his belongings several times over his lifetime. This is among the greatest privileges. Hazrat Khadija has the privilege of giving up her entire wealth by dedicating it in the way of promoting Islam and strengthening the Holy Prophet. After that too, she endured many hardships and sufferings, one of which was her 3 years of sufferings in the valley of Abi Talib. There, she endured great sufferings and preserved her strong faith. The Holy Quran says about those people who do charitable work before and after a victory, not equal among you are those who spent freely and fought before the victory with those who did so later. Holy Quran, chapter 57, verse 10. Before the victory means before conquering Mecca. It means that she had donated her money before the Holy Prophet had Medina at his disposal and before he held power and established a government, and while he needed it most.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
She dedicated her wealth, her life, and her comfort. Well, these are important virtues which have been forgotten. Therefore, she is really unrecognized. She is really oppressed. Mr. Arafi described her as lonely. This is really the case. Hazrat Khadija, greetings be upon her, is really lonely. You mentioned that she was the mother of 11 imams, but she was actually the mother of 12 imams. This is because she is considered the mother of the commander of the faithful as well. She raised the commander of the faithful under her care and supervision to a certain age. In any case, this is a very good and important endeavor, and by Allah's favor, it will yield many blessings. Anyway, we thank Mr. Arafi, Mr. Rafi, and the other gentlemen who are cooperating on this matter, and I hope that they will receive their rewards from the Holy Prophet, God willing. This endeavor will surely have the approval of God's Messenger. God's greetings be upon him and his household. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.